standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Oh, good morning and welcome back. Yes, it is my favorite day of the week, Friday, August the 10th, Rabbi Noel with you for the next hour. And it looks like we've started the day off in an interesting way. Early this morning in Asian European trading, gold and silver were both negative because of disappointing economic numbers coming out of China. But soon as they released the much anticipated crop report this morning, which showed that corn crop is worse than many had anticipated. I saw an immediate spike in both gold and silver prices. Currently, the Dow is in negative territory by 19 points. NASDAQ also weaker by 5. Even the IPO of Manchester United couldn't take NASDAQ into the green. U.S. dollar marginally weaker, dollar index at 82.56, crude oil weaker by 54 at 92.82, and as we mentioned, metals are higher, which I can only attribute to the crop report. Gold currently higher by $6 at 16.24, silver higher by 11 at 28.35. Platinum and palladium reflecting the weaker Chinese data. Platinum off $10 at $14.08. Palladium off $5 at $5.84. And mining index marginally higher. XAU sitting at 158.34.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This Friday, and as we do each and every Friday, great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson to the show. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, Robbie. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Sorry you missed the opening segment there, but...
Yeah, Crystal just called me.
Yeah, the much-anticipated crop report came out this morning, and... It was worse than most had anticipated.
Well, droughts are a natural thing. They do happen every now and then. And, of course, what most people don't realize is that this is much exaggerated because the corn farmers have planted such enormous amounts of corn this year in anticipation of these high prices. That probably a lot of places they planted crops where they should have had hay, or they planted crops where they should have had grain or something, and so they've stretched their acreage, and so it's more vulnerable to drought. And so the drought comes, and yeah, it's going to be worse than usual. In fact, farmers have actually drained land in order to plant more corn. So. By doing that, then they make themselves more vulnerable to drought when it comes. So the acreage is way up, and production is going to be down, and it's causing quite a crisis, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question. And what I found interesting this week is there's a lot more voices being very vocal about the ethanol mandates. Besides livestock farmers appealing for a pause in ethanol production, you now have a number of senators, both left and right, Democrat and Republican, from obviously battleground states in Iowa and Ohio, that are calling on the EPA to do away with the mandate. Now, I don't know if they got a voice, because I know this has been a passion of yours for a long time, and I know you've sent out an email urging people to write to their senators and congressmen about the ethanol mandates. And, you know, can I jump to the conclusion that your efforts haven't gone unnoticed, and a lot of people most probably did exactly that and wrote to this.
I think so, and it's just common sense. It's coming from everywhere. We don't know what impact we have, though. We started writing about this in 2007, so this is we've been doing this for 5 years. And some of these stories that we wrote back that I wrote back in 2007 are still around and going around and being used, and they've turned out to be very, very accurate, because this is one of those simple, ultra simple things that anybody who really looked at it fairly could see. And you just cannot take a vital commodity that is part of everything we eat, practically. I mean, the price of milk is going up like crazy now. Dairy farmers have been selling off their cows because they couldn't afford the corn prices. Milk has been cheap. Butter has been cheap. Cheese has been cheap, relatively cheap. In the supermarkets, the dairy farmers have not getting paid much. So some of these dairy farmers have simply sold off their entire dairy herds and planted the whole farm to corn so they could sell corn to the ethanol plant and get their money back from the money they lost trying to raise to produce milk. And now you have this incredible mandate that says even if nobody wants it, even if it's not needed, even if it doesn't do us any good, even if it wastes money to burn ethanol, we still have to burn 30 million, 10 billion gallons of the stuff in our gas tank, and that is going to consume a certain, very certain, specific amount of corn. And it turns out that's going to, now with these new drought figures, that looks like it's going to be up to 40% of the total crop is going to be taken right out of the food chain and thrown into making ethanol that we're then forced to buy and burn. And now the price of ethanol is going up because the plants are shutting down. The plants that make ethanol should never have been built in the first place. They're all, most of them, built on fraudulent precepts, and they can't possibly make money buying $8 corn and turning it into ethanol, unless, of course, the ethanol goes to $4 or $5 a gallon, in which case then you're paying twice as much for your fuel as if you use gasoline. So it's a fraud of unimaginable and obvious proportions that everybody is beginning to see, from the United Nations on down to even the Secretary of Agriculture. And it turns
I'm just looking here. Apparently 156 House members, equally divided between Democrats and Republican, and 25 senators have written to the EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, urging her to issue a waiver. But what I find interesting here is you would assume Barack Obama, being on the Democratic side of looking out for the poor and the impoverished, would just simply call in his administrator and tell her to issue the waiver. But I guess he's reluctant to do so because Those are what they affectionately call battleground states. So he obviously doesn't want to alienate a
Ohio.
So on and so forth.
Well, of course, even in those states, people have to burn the ethanol. So, but farming is more prominent there, and so there is that effort. And Tom Vlasic, the Secretary of Agriculture, was asked about this, and he just lied outright. He said, absolutely untruthfully, he said, the U.S. Agriculture Secretary raised doubts about the impact of waiving the ethanol mandate, urging that the U.S. biofuels industry has reduced petrol prices and created jobs. Well, it's not exactly the opposite. Yeah, it created jobs that that are negative in value. So it would be kind of like creating a job to have people go out and burn up some valuable commodity somewhere. So the jobs they've created are negative. And, of course, they have not reduced petrol prices at all because it takes more petrol to raise a gallon of ethanol than you get back from it in fuel. So he's just outright lying because he's the former governor.
Unless people haven't noticed, Chuck, gas prices have gone up 30 cents a gallon in the past week, but that is also in large part due to the refinery fires in California.
Yeah, but ethanol's gone up even more. So ethanol is actually more expensive than gasoline right now.
Amazing. Can we squeeze in a call here? We got Bill in Alabama. Okay. Hey, Bill.
Robbie and Chuck, hello.
Hello.
All right.
Chuck, I talked with you, about a month and a half ago, I guess. I'm down here in Alabama. I explained to you about how it took more energy to make the ethanol then you would get back out of it. Do you remember our conversation?
I do. You're the guy with the bootlegger family.
Yes.
History of bootleggers, and they learned it the hard way that they couldn't burn ethanol.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell that story? That's a great story. I mean, it's
well, I've got one even better.
Things.
I've got one even better, Chuck. Okay. After we talked, I went around to these little mom-and-pop stores around the county that I live in, talking with them about the ethanol, and so I happened to find two stores that sold gasoline that did not have the ethanol added to it. So I started using that, and how they do it, I don't know, but I went to Panama City, Florida the first week in July, and I found six stations down there that sold non-ethanol gasoline. They only sell it in the regular octane, but I started using that, and the gas that I was using with the ethanol cost $3.39 per gallon. I want you to keep up with my arithmetic here.
Sure, Bill. Can you hold that thought? We got to take a quick time out, and we'll be right back.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. And we're speaking to Bill in Alabama. And Bill, let me just say that, you know, there's a web page out there if folks want to find non-ethanol-free gas stations in the U.S. and Canada. It's called pure-gas.org. And it lists stations all around the country that are ethanol-free.
There is one here in Colorado, one or two in my area that I've seen. I might add to this, it's a big nuisance for these stations to do this. The law only requires the ethanol be burned at certain times of the year, so it's legal in the summer for filling stations to actually sell gas if they can get anybody to sell it to them that doesn't have ethanol in it. But it's a big nuisance for them. They have to clean their tanks and go through that twice a year, and so these stations that sell gasoline, all of your gasoline vendors, they don't want to do that. So they just sell the ethanol gasoline the year around. So these people that actually go to the trouble of carrying ethanol-free gasoline during the summer months, all but about 3 or 4 months of the year, they have to go to a lot of expense and effort to do that. So they it's worth patronizing them.
Oh, absolutely. Bill, continue your thought.
Okay. This is what we've got to do then. I'm glad you said that. I knew about that website, by the way. I didn't know it until after I talked with Chuck last time about this. But anyhow, we've got to vote with our dollars. And I'm going to tell you why it makes sense to do that. I was paying $3.39 a gallon for gasoline with the ethanol in it. I paid $3.59 with gasoline without the ethanol in it. Okay? I was getting 20 miles per gallon with the ethanol. And without the ethanol, I get 25.5 miles per gallon.
Yeah,
so the way I figure it,
and you don't screw up your engine.
No, well, you know, I've been using ethanol gasoline in the car for years, but without the ethanol, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting 5.5 miles more per gallon with just pure gasoline.
Amazing.
Yet I'm paying 20 cents a gallon more for the pure gasoline. Now, the way I figure it, I drive, if I only had 1 gallon of gasoline in my tank, I would drive that last 5.5 miles for 20 cents. You see what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes much more sense. Even if you got to pay a little more for it, it makes much more sense to buy the non-ethanol gasoline because you get such better mileage with it.
Bill, you told a story about the old-fashioned bootleggers who never burned ethanol to make ethanol because it wasn't economic. It's also an absolute fact that you cannot find a farmer anywhere who burns ethanol in his tractor. They don't do it. It's not efficient, and
that's
the
right.
Ethanol plants don't use ethanol to they don't use the product they make to run their distillery. They buy natural gas to do that.
That's
why the natural gas consumption and the hydrocarbon consumption doesn't go down when they make ethanol.
It costs much more energy, takes much more energy to produce it than you ever get out of it. I mean, it's just nonsense to use it. And I tell you, if everybody will find a station in their area that sells the gasoline, and like I say, they only sell it in regular around here. I don't know about the rest of the country. But I know they sell it here. I've seen it in Panama City, and I know that they sell it out in Georgia. My sister has a Lincoln Continental, I believe it is, and it's made to use high-test gasoline. Well, she started using the regular without the ethanol, and she gets better gas mileage with that than she does with the high-test and saves a lot more money than I do.
I just checked on the the ethanol-free gas stations in Alabama, and they have probably about 100 listed there, Bill.
Yeah, we've got to start voting with our dollars, and we'll put an end to this ethanol nonsense.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Bill. Appreciate it, brother.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, and Chuck, we have a few other callers here. We got Larry in Arkansas. Hey, Larry.
Bobby. Yeah, I wanted to ask Chuck a question because I wondered if his organization had ever crunched the numbers on just burning like sugarcane alcohol like they do in Brazil for most of their... instead of using gasoline down there, they use, I think...
Yes and no. We don't really know the politics of Brazil, but Brazil has... they have the rainforest there where they break down the rainforest, and for a few years they get tremendous crops of sugarcane from that virgin forest land that they have down there with the huge rainfall. And they make ethanol more efficiently than you can make it out of corn, but of course it rapes their land and eventually destroys the productivity of the land to do that. And but the facts are the same. You still have an inferior product that you produce. And of course, a lot of Brazilian ethanol is actually being imported now because the ethanol plants are shutting down in the United States. And what you got to remember is people can be confused by this idea, well, ethanol made from sugar cane is good. Somebody even told me that sugar's not good for you, so it's better to make it into ethanol. Well, ethanol, if you drink it, isn't too good for you either. But you can't lose sight of the fact that it's still an inferior fuel and it consumes food. And if in Brazil they weren't making sugar cane, they could raise corn, they could raise sorghum, all kinds of human foods on the same land. So any way you cut it, when you take a food product and convert it into a fuel that's inferior, you're basically going to end up creating shortages. And Brazil is very important in the food chain, so they're their mandates that they have down there are also contributing to basically the big world hunger problem. And so at the root of all this, we've got this perfect storm of world hunger where there's lots more people. They need a lot more food. They're demanding better food all over China and places like that. And yet the places that can produce food are being subsidized to produce a product that's not valuable. And so it's the subsidies in Brazil, too, that are making ethanol go.
So you're saying
the Brazilian government is busy subsidizing the production of ethanol.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're saying that it's probably better for the planet if we use gasoline versus alcohol.
Absolutely, and people that used to beat the drums for global warming and say ethanol would prevent global warming have now admitted, and some of them have come out and simply said they're wrong. It doesn't work that way. You end up burning more natural gas to produce the ethanol than you get back from energy saving. So what it amounts to is the whole thing was a fraud in the first place, and it was based on the false premise that it would help the environment to burn ethanol. It doesn't. It makes it worse. And then the food shortage is the thing you must never lose sight of. We're going to pay enormous prices for every meat product and every milk product and cheese and grain, all because the food is being consumed to make ethanol.
And okay, so the farmers aren't doing us a favor in the United States for raising corn for ethanol. They should be raising other products for
right, eating. And they should not be subsidized to raise ethanol, and that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah,
we're paying them a premium to give us ethanol.
Either should the gas companies be subsidized.
Exactly right, and they did take the subsidies off, but still the idea that there's a mandate there and we're forced to buy it is the same as a subsidy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like Obamacare. Let's try and squeeze in another call here. Chuck Joel in Wisconsin. Hey, Joel.
How you doing, guys?
All right, man.
I just see a pattern here that any attempt to get any alternative fuel other than oil fails miserably, no matter who tries it or how. And I kind of suspect that a bit, and I have a question for Chuck. If they didn't use corn, if they used hemp or seaweed or something like that to make the alcohol or the ethanol, and then they took the mandates off and they took the subsidies off, would you have anything to complain about?
I don't care what they do if they take off the mandates, because nobody's going to burn the stuff. People will get wise to it the second, just like the guy from Arkansas that checked his mileage and said, I don't want to burn that stuff anymore. So there would be no demand for ethanol for fuel if it was not forced upon us. And if they take off the mandates, all these plants will go broke within nothing flat. They are going broke right now because they can't afford to make this stuff. They're only being propped up by the consumers. So no, I don't care what they do if they take off the mandates.
And obviously, and Chuck, more importantly, as you know, Washington works. Ethanol policy is dictated by the corn lobby.
The biggest producer of ethanol is Archer Daniel Midland. They own more ethanol plants than anybody else. Archer Daniel Midland's the huge ag firm. And the other big ag firms, the great big ones, who are essentially acquiring the land and sort of creating a farming monopoly like they have in Great Britain, little by little, they're using the power of law to put the farmers in position where they can basically buy their land. So we're headed for a basically kind of a food production monopoly or oligarchy headed by these big companies. So that's who is pushing for the ethanol, is people like Archer Daniel Midland, who probably owns 25 or 30 ethanol plants, and they're going to, every dime of it's going to go down the drain if the mandates go off.
Well, it just seems like the answer is we have to stick with the oil. We can't drill it here, onshore or offshore. We can't go nuclear like France is. We just have to stick with oil, and we got to keep sucking it out of the Middle East. That's the answer, then, isn't it?
Not
well,
really. Because...
well, you know, you just swayed into another obvious problem with America's dependence on oil, and that's the petrodollar.
Right, right. And I've heard several times that no tractor runs on ethanol. Well, I don't know of any tractor runs on nuclear energy either,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that doesn't make any bad.
Well, thanks for the call, Joel.
Okay.
All right, brother.
It sounds like a dilemma. I mean, a lot of people really felt, gee, ethanol is a good answer. That's what we were sold, the idea ethanol would stretch out the petroleum, but we just have a basic problem. And it comes down to the chemistry of ethanol. It has got a big, heavy oxygen ion, oxygen atom in the structure of it that doesn't burn. Therefore, it weighs, by weight, it only gets back two-thirds as much calories as petrochemicals do. So it's just chemically it is impossible for ethanol to produce the same amount of power per pound that that gasoline does. So it's just not a competitive product with gasoline or with natural gas or any petrochemical diesel. And that's the dilemma.
Well, Chuck, there's no question that many people are now being very vocal and warning of a potentially new food price escalation and are looking at the potential of repeating the 2008 food crisis.
Yeah. Yeah, what we've done is we've taken a petrochemical problem. There's obviously we're going to run out of petrochemicals someday. They're not infinite. There's got to be an answer somewhere, but through the ethanol thing, they've converted that into a food problem shortage as well. And of course, this is a genuine problem. We have a lot of people, and it takes a lot of food, and there just is no surplus of food in the world. There's a shortage, and there's really no way around that. And so, though we recognize, all of us should recognize that the amount of petrochemicals available in the world is not infinite. Something else is going to have to be used, or else we're going to have to conserve some way. But ethanol, not an answer. It makes it worse. It converts the energy shortage into a food shortage. Exactly what you don't need.
And changing subject here, but I have to do this, Chuck.
Good.
I had a smile earlier this week, because the ADL has identified you as one of the prominent anti-Semites and far-right and Muslim extremists that are going to be gathering in Baltimore. And they even went so far as to print up a little bio of you. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. And actually, we've had numerous attacks on us by the Anti-Defamation League over the years, and I guess we've never made it a topic of discussion on this program. But it would make a interesting topic of discussion because we've written on
yes.
it ourselves several times. But actually, the gathering event you're referring to was actually took place a couple of years ago, but the one that's upcoming is in Washington, D.C. on the 16th and 17th.
So this is an old ADL report then?
Yeah, it's a couple of years old.
Okay.
And every place we go someplace and I'm invited to speak, there is a new anti-defamation attack trying to prevent us from speaking. In some cases, they have succeeded. They've actually managed to intimidate the people who run the program not to invite me. And it would be a I don't mind talking about it at all. It's something we've gone public on a long time ago. We just don't advertise it unless someone else brings it up. But I'm delighted to talk about it. But I have been invited to speak at this conference. It's a rally and then a interfaith dinner being held at St. Stephen's Church in Washington, D.C. on the night of the 17th of August, and I'll be one of the speakers. And since the program is put on by Muslims, some prominent Muslim organizations in Washington, they've invited several Christians to come in and join, and I'm one of the, I know a couple of groups that have been invited to come and talk. So I'll get to make my talk at St. Stephen's Church. And then they have a rally in a park in front of the Capitol during the daytime on Friday the 17th of August, and it's called El Quds Day or Jerusalem Day. It's the Arabic name for Jerusalem. So it's essentially talking about the Palestinians' occupation problem, and that's what their program is about. These people are not going to be dissuaded from having me come, because they know about the Anti-Defamation League.
Amazing stuff. And all the information, I'm assuming, is on your website?
On charlesecarlson.com.
Okay. Let's try and squeeze in another quick call here, Chuck, before we go to break. Jerry?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I would like to ask a question in regards to fuel made from corn. I believe there is some misconception about all this issue. I believe that corn, which is used to produce fuel, is a highly GMO corn, and I believe you won't like to eat that corn anyway. I agree with you. If we start to produce more corn, more GMO corn to produce fuels, it will actually kill area which could be used for growing food. But anyway, farmers grow a lot of GMO corn, which is turned to high fructose syrup, corn syrup, which is highly used in food industry. So the biggest issue is to come back, to return to organic farming, to return to farming which actually can be consumed as a food.
Yeah, that's an interesting subject there, Jerry. What about the GMO corn, Chuck?
Well, Jerry's right. What's happened here is Monsanto and the people that sell the seed corn to the farmers and have created corn that produces more ethanol per bushel of corn because it is basically denuded of protein matter, and it concentrates on creating almost entirely sugar or carbohydrates in the corn. And so it's corn that they've actually modified genetically to produce more ethanol per bushel. And it also is genetically modified in other ways. It's genetically modified to resist Roundup so that the farmers don't have to cultivate the corn. They can just spray a weed spray on it. It's genetically modified to prevent insects from, it basically kills insects. All these things are questionable from a health point of view. So, no, we wouldn't want to eat that. The idea of eating that's not too good, but it is used for cattle feed.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Appreciate it. We'll take another quick time out. minutes and be right back after this.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the flip side. Chuck, it's one of those days where we've got an abundance of callers. Let's try and squeeze in one here. John from Ontario.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Want to commend you and thank you for the insightful comments about ethanol and providing a forum to ask this question. We had a Manhattan Project to figure out how to blow the world up and destroy it. Where is the Manhattan Project to solve our energy needs? I'll listen to your answer off air. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a I'm not an energy specialist, and I'm not a chemical engineer or trained in petrochemicals or anything. I really don't know what the solution to the energy problem is. I just realize that we are drawn into a lot of false solutions that are created by self-serving people. And of course, the Monsantos and the Archer Daniel Midlands and the big ag lobbies have seen an opportunity here, and they simply saw where they could control the creation of a new product that they produced through their influence in Washington. And they have a lot of influence in Washington because food is pretty important. You want to ask about what is an important product next to energy, I suppose. I would say the only thing more important to us than energy is probably food
in terms of sustaining life.
So
quickest way to have a social breakdown is escalating food prices.
It sure is. And so I don't know the answer, but you can't solve the energy problem by creating a food problem. And the Manhattan Project to solve the energy problem, a lot of people talk about it, but I really don't know the answer to it. I don't believe it's
working. Yeah, I thought we entered into that soon after the last energy crisis, Chuck, but I guess that was all just talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, folks can read your articles, the many that you have written about Food for Fuel on your website and in your archives, I guess?
They can, and we're now putting down the We Hold These Truths website for reconstruction. It's going to be entirely new. It'll be an entirely new website, so in the interim, we have an interim site called charlesecarlson.com, and everything new that we're doing is there. And so you can go to charlesecarlson.com and find all the new postings as we put them up.
Oh, well, Chuck, as usual, thank you, my friend. And I have posted as many relevant stories about Food for Fuel on my website as I come across on a daily basis.
Great help.
Absolutely.
Maybe
thanks.
Next week we can talk about the Olympics. It'll be over by then.
Yes. Another great article. Well, my friends, I trust you will have a great weekend, and we'll do this again Monday. So till then, see you. And stand by for Think Dollar Speaks coming up the top of the hour. Till then, see you back.
Are you against